Now back to our top story of the day. Thousands took to the streets across Russia today to protest the government of Vladimir Putin and the corruption associated with his government. These protests took place in several Russian cities. Earlier, we heard the view from Moscow. Now we're going over 1,000 miles to the south, to Sochi. Reporter Anna Nemtsova is there today.
Even here in Sochi, this is a resort city where they're having a big film festival this week, a place where Putin likes to visit. He has a summer residence here on the Black Sea. Even here, people came out to protest against corruption. But it was interesting to see a lot of Soviet symbols around Sochi. For instance, I saw a portrait of Stalin on a display of a store and another portrait of Stalin in a bus. So many people today are talking about totalitarian system coming back or authoritarian regime coming back, returning Soviet Union's style, sort of repressive regime coming back to Russia. But today is a day which will be remembered by many young people as a day when, on a national holiday, Day of Russia, which celebrates Russia's independence, hundreds of people, of young people, were arrested, grabbed. Police grabbed young women and young men and dragged them away from central streets and central squares of Russian cities.
What's the significance of so many young Russians coming out for these protests?
Well, that is a very unexpected movement that began last spring, in March, a few months ago, when we realized all of a sudden that lots of teenagers, young school kids and university students joined the protest. I was covering that protest in Moscow. I was on Tverskaya Street when people marched along the street. All of a sudden, I looked around. Everybody was younger than 18. They were very young school kids, and some were university students. And I was asking people, why are you here? And they said because they respected Alexei Navalny, the opposition leader, the key opponent to Vladimir Putin, who criticizes the Kremlin's policy and who condemns this overwhelming corruption that basically brought Russia's economy to stagnation.
Is there a generational divide going on in terms of who's supporting a person like Navalny and who isn't?
It is a clash of ideologies. It is a clash of generations. And my character, who I've been talking with, Olga Tachone. Olga is 21 years old. She's a big-eyed, pink-haired. She dyed her hair pink.
Did she take part today?
She did. She did go and join this protest today, although almost immediately policemen took her by hands and they walked her into the police bus. And in one of the pictures, I can see Olga Tachone showing a little sign from a window of that police bus, which says, for yours and our freedom. And that is the main slogan used by Russian dissidents.
Does the Kremlin view this kind of opposition as a real threat?
Well, judging by the number of detained people today, today on the day of Russia, people were detained even with Russian flags in their hands. The Kremlin seems to be afraid of Navalny's movement. Alexei Navalny is a young 41-year-old outspoken leader, very popular leader among young people, who says, we are the future, you are the past. You drag the country backwards into the Soviet memories, and we are the young generation of people who want to be living in a free country. That's what Olga Tachone tells me in an interview. She says that the reason why she joined the anti-corruption movement of Alexei Navalny was because she believes him. She has met with him, and she wants him for the president of her country. She wants to live in a free country. She wants to put the end to injustice, she says.
Anna Nemtsova is a journalist based in Moscow. Today she spoke to us from Sochi. Anna writes for the Daily Beast and the Fuller Project for International Reporting.